To the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 34. Today we have Harry Clean with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Feel me.
Feel me.
Feel me.
Feel me.
Feel me.
Hey, we back.
Episode 34. Shout out to Anthony Eugene, came through. I didn't know shit about him before he came on. But
young Jamie.
Young Jamie, yeah. I didn't know shit about him before he came on, but I liked him.
He's a cool dude, huh?
And he was like, just his whole personality and attitude. So that was cool.
We're about to do a song together.
Nice. Oh, yeah. So y'all know Max back in the studio, right?
Hey.
Y'all was waiting for it. Y'all been asking for it.
After a 10-year hiatus.
I said, all the niggas in the studio.
Back in the lab, man. I'm going to put something down for y'all.
Nice. And today we got Harry Clean with us.
Hey.
Can I say so now?
Yeah, you can talk now.
Yeah. Crazy.
I usually give that warning before.
Shout out to all the guests that talk too early. We fuck with you.
I know. I always like, hey. Not yet. So anyways, thanks for coming on. I know you be turning down other people, so offers. So
I'm just shy.
I'm just shy. That's all it is. You're fine. Do you smoke?
Yeah, but not today.
Oh, okay.
Not today.
All for me.
I don't know where the fuck I am. I don't like smoking when I don't know where the fuck I am. There's no windows and shit. This is a setup.
This motherfucker.
I only met you once.
I'm just saying.
I met the homie on the internet.
You gotta be on point.
I'm gonna get jacked.
I'm just saying that, you know, to help you with your little nervousness if you want.
I'm kidding.
No, I was kidding.
Big shout out to the network, Digital Soapbox Network.
Shout out to the network for
motherfucking
shout out to the network.
I know we hard to do it.
Who's the network?
Digital Soapbox Network. Shout out to
shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Big Steel, Doggy Diamonds. What up?
Doggy Diamonds. All right, Big Steel, his son just committed to was it Florida?
One of them, Florida State.
Wherever the Gators.
One of them D1s, top ones.
Oh, yeah, he was highly recruited.
Okay.
Yeah. So, starting a YouTube channel. Whoa Nelly, I guess.
Whoa Nelly!
I guess is what they agreed on. I'm gonna do, I like Nelly be tripping. That was my thing.
That's so smart.
I like Whoa Nelly.
So I'm sticking with Whoa Nelly because that was the number one vote. But I figure if I post a video and it's just kind of like not really an episode and I'm just gonna like rant a little bit and I wanna say something real quick, then I'll call it Nelly be tripping.
Let's go.
Yeah. Like, okay, this is my Nelly be tripping.
When does it start?
Shit. I think I'm gonna do Cal first. It'll be starting.
Definitely gotta do Cal first.
I want to do Cal. I'm going to do my niece. I'm going to try some
Cal
shit.
Cal would be a good one to get the buzz going.
Exactly.
Everybody watch her.
Exactly.
Who's Cal?
So Cal Bonner, he did the mural.
Oh, like you
that
said,
mural.
I thought you meant T-Cal.
Did we talk
T-Cal
about the mural
right here?
Shout out to
my
homie.
Shout out to T-Cal.
That would have been fire.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him in hell long.
He can come play the saxophone.
Yeah.
That nigga's filthy.
He is. That nigga's talented than a motherfucker.
He's shorter than me somehow.
T-Cal, the only nigga I know who will buy some fresh food and then put it in the microwave and heat it up more.
Like, what?
I literally seen him do this. That shit is crazy.
I met him like last year. He's a fucking legend, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. I've known Terry ever since young, little. But yeah, so that's funny, T-Cal. No, Cal Bronner. So yeah, look out for that. In the next couple of weeks, I should be dropping my first episode. I think I want to do one while I'm in Cuba. Yeah.
You start shooting already? Mm-mm. See, I was supposed to start a YouTube channel last year, but it sloughed.
Oh, yeah.
I got like 8 episodes shot.
Oh,
never
you
had
them shot. You just never did them.
Mm-hmm. It's been hella busy.
But now you can, though.
So
are they still relevant, like, to where they be okay?
Yeah. I'm going to start over, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm going to...
That's just easy and hard at the same
when
time.
You just got to... It's just time.
You got to pay the homie to edit it. You got to pay him to edit it.
Right. Yeah.
Type shit.
So, yep.
Fuck that. I'm gonna edit it on my iPhone. We good for free.
I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna see. I'm definitely, you know, I'm hella particular about shit, so I ain't just gonna be pulling out no bullshit. But I want to record and get it out. Like, I don't want to sit on no shit like
that's
that.
That's where I fucked up.
So, yeah, that's
new Dragon Ball Z movie out.
That shit looks crazy.
I'm fucking gonna peep that.
It's in theaters?
It's in theaters, nigga.
That shit broke a record or something, right?
Where already?
Yeah, that's box crazy. Office Dragon record.
Z? Seriously?
That shit's flames.
That shit's flames, bro.
Oh, it's out already?
I fuck with Dragon Ball.
Like 3 days ago.
It was out in Japan, like, early or you know.
Yeah, right.
That shit dropped out of nowhere.
That shit went diamond in Japan, probably.
Bro, that shit went diamond here on random. I didn't even know it dropped.
It dropped Friday. It's only diamond on the Friday?
Bro, it's out there.
Oh. It's Saturday. It dropped Friday? Is it a day?
No, yeah. It dropped like on a weird ass day. I swear it dropped on a Wednesday or something, though.
Anyway, you guys gonna go see it?
I'm gonna see
that. I seen Glass.
Was it dope?
I watched it like that.
I watched The Split, because that's a sequel to Split, ain't it?
Have you seen Unbreakable?
Have you seen Split?
You talking about...
That shit is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So Glass, isn't that... That's with Samuel Jackson. It's just a spinoff of his character?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's all the same.
Because
it's not
saying.
A spinoff. It's like the sequel. And it's
like
the
next
week.
Because the dude in Split, the guy breaks out.
I didn't even watch Split, so shit. Don't fuck it up for me, bro.
Split was
crazy. Yeah, it's about to ruin it.
So Split is part of Unbreakable? It's all... Okay, see, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. Well, cool. Now I know. Okay. All right. Tea time.
I didn't watch any of those.
Tea time. Okay. Does Soulja Boy deserve more respect and credit than he gets?
What? Me personally?
Why?
Because he was locked up.
Yes. Okay, I was locked up too, nigga.
And they came up with a number one record.
The Drake beef.
Look how he crossed over. Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He beef with Drake, the biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that's hiding his kid from the world, but his world wouldn't hide from the kid? Arby Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me. Stop telling me like I ain't teach Drake everything he knows.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he
Big
knows.
Big Soulja. Is that what we're calling him now? Big Soulja goes viral recently after calling out Tyga for reportedly having the biggest comeback of 2018. The rant went super viral. Soulja Boy goes on even more rants about Kanye, Famous Dex, Rich the Kid, and more. All starts with Soulja saying he deserves more respect for paving the way for social media and internet success rappers. He was the first rapper to ever be on YouTube.
First artist on the internet. I was the first rapper on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I showed these artists how to be social media famous and social media savvy. No artist was on Instagram and Twitter. Let's be real. Now every artist in the world has an Instagram, Twitter, YouTube page and doing blogs. I was doing that 10 years ago as a teenager, and people had to catch up. I'm the reason why record labels are doing music streaming now. There's no more CDs no more. When I came out with Crank That Soulja Boy, it went number one and sold 10 million copies. It went diamond. They said that I killed hip hop. What I really did was change hip hop to digital streaming and Spotify, Apple Music. So they should be thanking me. All you new artists out there, all you record labels, y'all owe me like 5% of the money.
$5,000
things on. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all owe me like 5% of all y'all sales because I showed y'all how to do this. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. I didn't even know that either.
I remember that shit. It was him and Kimbo Slice.
I knew he was one of the most popular.
You put Joe Budden on there.
I didn't know he was the first.
Oh yeah, he was like recording his girl's butt and shit.
So I feel like okay, and yeah.
I think he gets enough credit. He's a legend.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like
he got money and credit.
You have, exactly. You're still making money, and people know about you still, but you haven't really done shit. You're still living off of that shit. So what more fucking credit? What do you guys want? What do you want?
He's winning though.
He said this is gonna be his first album in 6 years that he's putting out with like a major push behind it. I guess after why he chilled out like 6 years, he said he's been independent for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
He said he makes all his own beats. He said he said all he does is drop a YouTube link or an album link. He said as long as he sells 10,000 copies, he make 100 racks.
He made Crank That the beat and shot the video himself.
And I made the dance.
I got the dance. But I was cranking that at the party, man.
Bro, I was trying to do it too. Low key, it was
cool, but it was
like a
fool. Not that what I remember of it, it wasn't like the best fucking video.
No, it wasn't.
He did it himself.
Yeah, good for you, Soulja Boy. But you're a fucking clown, man. And then to keep going on and on
I
about
love
shit. Yeah, no.
Sign me.
His streams have doubled since this shit.
What are your favorite Soulja Boy songs?
Man, that one.
That
one. Turn My Swag On was crazy.
Turn My Swag On probably was like
that was insane. That video was fire.
And that was when.
I don't give a fuck. That's just legendary.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what you're holding on. Like, He's a
That's
rapper.
Like Gin and Juice.
I know he got picked off that song because Beyonce used like the end of that hook, or that hook in the end of one of her songs.
It's like Gin and Juice. And Gin and Juice, you could still, there's other songs by the artist that you could talk about that's not like that one song.
I mean, he had slaps. He had
bro,
he had
nothers.
He had slaps like
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Bro, we were teenagers.
And those songs are, for me, honestly, those songs are corny.
Whoa.
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
That was fire.
Anyways, like I said, those songs are corny.
Where did you graduate, Paul?
2010.
2010, exactly. Okay, yeah.
What? That shit was going.
Yeah, for you little niggas.
14.
Yes. Exactly.
That shit was going up for you.
Yeah, no. No, for real. Like at 2019, you're like, okay, that's cool. It's
Jonathan,
cool.
He's a
hey,
big soldier.
Hey, shout out to Soldier, bro.
Hey, shout out to Soldier. In my, I'm gonna do for my YouTube channel. I'm gonna Soldier Boy. Tell him I'm gonna have that in my intro because I mean he paved the way, right? Fuck, I'm gonna get paid my homage.
You about to sue your ass.
I think I did Soldier Boy in one of my old.
I'm gonna use a little beat then, and I'll redo it. I'm just saying, I'm paying homage. He's the reason why I could be on YouTube.
Motherfuckers are doing a little glasses thing. Remember, they were writing on their glasses.
Never was I or fucking with a nigga that did that.
Liar.
I was in the lyrical rap, so I really wasn't fucking with
Soulja.
You know, he's one of the only rappers that actually have a dance copyrighted too. Like he actually has
his
Soulja.
Smart.
That's what he was talking about in his shit.
Somebody put him on, that's why.
He said they wanted to put his shit in Fortnite. They got cut him like $100 million check.
No, that was smart. He's smart.
That was smart.
I didn't even know that. I was like,
somebody helped him do that shit, too.
He said he used to have the same manager as 50 Cent, LL Cool J, Chris Lighty. And that's who showed him how to copyright dances and shit. Wade.
Soulja's definitely a smart, like, business savvy.
He's not a dummy.
No, he's not. Actually, that's why when you watch these interviews, you really realize, you're like, damn, this thing's kind of smart.
Everyone has $1 million is smart, bro, which is weird, but that's just how it is.
You can't just trip up into $1 million.
Yeah, no, fuck no.
They're weirdos and clowns, and I feel like it has to be some dumb millionaires, but I don't know. Future speaks
Donald
on giving Trizzle. Up Lean and Russell Wilson. Oh, I was like, he's giving up Russell Wilson.
Somebody turn the lights off.
All right.
That shit was kind of fire, though. Leave that shit off.
It's so he speaks on giving up Lean, and he speaks on Russell Wilson. Okay, so recent interview with Genius shows Future say that he was scared to tell his fans he gave up on Lean because they might not listen to his music anymore. Also asks what he thought about Russell. He has answered he does whatever Sierra tells him to do, pretty much. So
run that fade then.
Goes on to say a real man wouldn't let his woman bring up the ex in the news, and if she was with him, she wouldn't be able to bring her ex name in media.
He basically was just saying that a real man wouldn't let his woman go out and be bringing up their ex's name in the media and all.
How you feel about that nigga Russell Wilson?
He do exactly what she tell him to do. It ain't no feelings.
Do you feel like nigga go too far though with your son?
He not being a man in that position. Man, you not telling her, man, bro, chill out with that on the internet. Don't even talk to him. I'm your husband. You better not even bring Future name up. If that was me, she couldn't even bring his name up. She know that. Don't get that shit. No energy. For like, I'm taking care of my situation.
You from streets though. You from
different kind of rules.
Yeah.
So he think, oh, you should go to court. Man, you better not show up for court.
Right, and it be coming up. Does she bring him up or does people bring him up? Because I feel like she's not like, let's talk about Future.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know, I mean, she's being asked a question. She's supposed to be like, oh, please don't ask me about my new nigga. I'm getting physically abused, and I'm in an abusive relationship. I can't talk about no ex.
I guess he felt some type of way. I guess he said that Russ, she introduced like her son to Russ before he met Russ or something like that, and I guess he said that was.
Well, nigga, pick up your kid.
Nigga, you introduced Sierra to your 7 kids.
Come get come get your kid before she met your 5 baby moms.
I feel like this nigga just.
Then he just had a baby with Bow Wow's baby's mom.
A whole bunch of babies.
He just had a baby with Bow Wow's baby's mom, and he
let me hit it.
Yeah.
He feels safe.
You cool now? basically said, okay, anyway, he says Russ needs to man up to take control. I just feel like who cares what Future thinks about Russ? And then,
like
why did they ask about
this?
Throw a ball at his head.
Why
knock him
didn't
out.
They
That's
ask
what somebody said online. I was like, man, but how do you know? Just a nigga in the NFL, I don't mean he can fight. That nigga Russ might get beat up.
Yeah, but just because you're a rapper doesn't mean he can fight.
I'm not
fighting
by the future. I'm just saying in general.
No,
well,
yeah,
he
but
might not
I'm
fight, but he could slap. But you slam that motherfucker. Yeah.
Hell, endurance
is really good shape. Exactly. He's in really good shape. And he's definitely.
I still don't push with a pass, nigga.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. But
Russ said he was a bully back in his school days. You say he used to bully niggas.
He went to a white school, so it don't even count. It's like,
but shit.
Russ said he was a bully.
Yeah.
Seriously?
He's a fucking liar.
It was an interview. He said he used to bully people.
Is it a shame?
Like, he was probably hella big.
What?
He might have, and that's why maybe he feels bad, and that's why he's a changed person. Who knows?
Right.
Is it a shame he has to lie about lean, about giving up lean for fans?
And being that same way and just like, just being this person, being that rock star. And it's hard because it just be like, damn, I don't want to stop it and the fans stop loving me. It's like me taking a chance on like when I was, I didn't want to tell nobody I stopped drinking lean. I didn't want to tell because I felt like, damn, they're going to be like, oh, his music changed because he ain't drinking lean no more. Oh, I can hear it when he changing. It's just like, and people are like, damn, why you don't even say it? It's like. But it just be hard when your fans so used to use a certain kind of way of that.
Why do you even say that?
Is he out of pocket for comments about Sierra? We already talked about
that. Never exposed
so the lean thing, it's like.
I mean, that is crazy though. You probably think you're gonna lose fans just for saying I gave up a drug.
That's some high school shit.
He probably brought it up.
You ain't no Sarah Stitcher. Simple, you a fraud.
He probably brought it up for the attention. Well, it's not a thing where it's like, oh, you never know. No one was tripping when Mozzie did that Kip the Cut challenge or whatever the fuck shit, so.
But what they were saying basically is because, like, they almost say that, like, Future's, like, the pioneer of, like, that style, like, that lean rap.
Damn near.
Rap. That's what they were saying.
I feel like Weezy.
That shit was
a of our generation.
I feel like Weezy started doing some shit. Before
they all got that
I wasn't really fucking
they did but
I was about to say is, yeah Future
he's like making love songs about it and
make
shit.
Make a cool talk about something else. We don't need a whole another lean album anyway. Who knows? I don't know. Did you guys listen to his album? Was it good?
I listened to like 2 songs.
I'm gonna give it a listen.
I heard it at the barbershop.
I'll listen to it.
It was okay.
He said I heard it at the barbershop.
I'll listen to it.
Dirty Sprite 2 was cool,
man. I really liked that album.
Yeah, I did too.
He had cuts on that album.
I did too.
And everything wasn't so much lean music, I feel like.
That shit ain't really catered to people in Seattle, like that kind of music.
Yeah.
People in Seattle.
I hear it, man.
It's different.
I don't know.
Sell a chill out here in Seattle.
Or
like we need like the smoking chill. Yeah,
smoking shit or more like West Coast-y.
Yeah. Drake gets Vegas residency for reportedly $10 million. I seen that. Drake
that
recently
like
signed residency deal with the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. Well, how long is it? Worth $2 million shows.
Well, I guess it's worth
only
10 shows.
So $1 million a show.
Oh, that's it. But he hasn't lived there for 3 years, though.
With the Vegas residency, he'll be joined. But he don't got to fucking be there. He just has to, you know. It's not like he has to stay there. He just have a place there. It's not like he can't be
other
places.
He bought his house, huh?
Probably. He probably already had a house.
Kicking in a fucking...
With the Vegas residency, he'll
Celine
be joining...
Celine Dion and shit.
Yep, likes of Celine, who I saw in
June.
Who I got to sing with when I was a kid.
For real?
I love her. I saw her in Vegas in June. Fucking, she puts on a great show. Lady Gaga and most recently Jennifer Lopez, which is crazy to me. I wonder how much J-Lo got.
J-Lo gets like $100 million. That was the question, basically.
But it's like
some people were saying, did Drake get underpaid?
No, butt cheek.
Did Drake get more than $10 million?
J-Lo can't even sing. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm confused. I'm like, what? And what is she singing? But I guess she has, you know. If you want to see J-Lo,
she got a catalog.
She got. No, see, those are just the singles we know. But she actually, but she can dance. She can.
Yeah,
dance.
Yeah, she can.
So
dance.
She probably puts on a really good show.
Yeah.
And has good background singers. Should they have paid Drake more? Okay, Jennifer Lopez, honey. I feel like
he definitely could have got more than $10 million, but I mean.
Yeah, shit. You don't even have a million, but that sounds hella low.
So I'm saying
that shit sounds kind of low.
I don't know.
But that sounds hella easy, though.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's like, this is just a quick little jug.
Cool little juggy jug.
Yeah, I'm going to 10
pay,
shows.
Pay child support.
People, you know what it is? He probably got 10 mil up front, too.
You know
he's
what,
like,
though?
Fuck it, I'm going to take it.
Celine was putting on like 10 shows the week, you know, that I was there, like two in a day type. I feel like, so it's like he's only doing 10
actual shows.
10
yeah.
full. That's not shit.
Yeah. Nah, he won.
Yeah, that's not shit.
Yeah, he's winning.
A million, that's hella easy. He's putting on 10 shows in the same place, the same thing over and over.
We're used to hearing crazy ass numbers
and
like 135 mil for
20 minutes too.
Right, that was probably a really
20 minutes set.
I feel like
he could do 6 songs in 20 minutes and shit. That's more than enough.
Have a little intermission or some kind of little thing where you have a break. Yeah, so I feel like he wouldn't have done it if he wasn't.
I'd pay to see that movie.
if he wasn't. He knew what he was doing, I'm sure. All right. That's tea time. Local music. All right, so it's local music. I'm gonna do Alex Cade. This is Woosa. I know I got the worries, but I bet if I keep drinking and I know these thoughts keep blurring it up. Another shot, so come on and keep them coming it up. I'm a D-town boy with so much flavor. I say my problem's small, but they all so major. Never needed help, never needed no favors. And all my problems get solved with Henny and prayer. Yeah. This shit like a layer. Much as I be up in LA, I should be a layer. If I do not text her back, I know that she gon' wait. Waiting for the response. I'm sorry, mama, I didn't. I really just want the kitty. If you scrap, I'm disappearing. I don't stress, cause I get it. My pair's going 50-50 on a house and bills and a couple children. Like, you got it, cause I ain't get it. You wanna touch, cause you don't feel me. Can't touch this. Hammer time. Like MC Hammer. Still got that blammer. He come through like Rambo. These girls ain't got manners. These girls just so scandalous. Tonight, do you really have status? Tell me, cause I need them answers. In my 20s, and I know I got the worries, but I bet if I keep drinking, and I know these thoughts keep blurring it up. Another shot, so come on and keep them coming it up. Osa, yeah. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Tonight, all my problems gone.
That was Alex Cage.
That shit was crazy.
I need my volume down.
He's from Seattle? Where's
he's
he from?
He's from Detroit.
But he...
We live out here?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's been living in Seattle for like 2-3 years, I think.
People are coming out with some fucking bangers in Seattle right now.
Yeah. That's why 2019 is going to be crazy. Really good for it.
So he said he's got an album that he's about to drop on the 25th that he's been working on for 2 years.
What the hell? What is he doing out here? He got a job at Amazon or something?
I don't know. I think he's younger. I'm not sure.
Shit, I wouldn't want to live in Detroit neither.
Yeah, but goddamn, Seattle's trash too. It's like... Shout out Seattle.
Economically.
Hey, don't be...
I love Seattle.
Here. I'm going to play Billie Jean by HDN.
Hey,
we on some shit with this one for real, though. Yeah. Got my city on my back and you niggas know it. About to 7 stack, I ain't finna blow it. 5 bands, 10 bands when I'm finna grow it. Groupies on me, I got some about to hoe it. Man, it's really getting bad as it really seems. Now she wanna ball on a nigga team. Shorty bad bad, call her Billie Jean. Wait, shorty bad bad, call her Billie Jean. Yeah, shorty bad bad, like some nigga team. Yeah, I had the ball, what the fuck you mean? She might do shots, don't sip lean. Might chase 10 shots, don't smoke weed. I'm just tryna get a win on a low. Live life fast, don't go slow. Red eye flight, left 2 shows. Touchdown ball hard end zone. Yeah, touchdown ball hard end zone, yeah. Her pussy hit hard like crap, but she's mad, her ass is flat. Instagram don't got her back. She got shots, her ass got fat now. Damn, now she finna lose her mind, man, she bout to get her rack now. Damn, I'm just tryna slide in it. I can only go by your image. All up in your mouth just like a dentist. I'ma let it finish. Standing for the record like it's Guinness. Run a good game like a scrimmage. I'ma let you finish. I'm just tryna cut one time. Fuck a runner just done one time. On a run one time. Far from a nun one time. Shoot a shot like a gun one time. Yeah. Instagram cream, that don't sound right. She always on the go, wanna tell light. Red light, yellow light, green light. She got new tracks and it's up right. Yeah. Instagram coin, that don't sound right. She always on the go, wanna tell light. Red light, yellow light, green light. She got new tracks and it's up right.
Shorty is a star. But only on the phone, on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. And yeah, her future's bright,
her future's bright.
But it's only on the phone, on the phone, on the phone, on the phone, yeah.
She always on the gram, she gon' get it up. She do it for the gram, she gon' get it up. 100K, I follow, she gon' get it up.
That was Hidden HDN.
That's the homie.
Yeah, that's the homie Keenan from Seattle.
Garfield.
That's not Billie Jean?
Yeah, that's Billie Jean.
That's Billie Jean. The song is called Billie Jean, but that's Hidden. Shout out Keenan from Seattle.
Is that how you say his name?
Keenan. He's a lad, yeah.
No, I know who he is, and I didn't know it was Hidden. It's not HDN?
Yeah, it's he spells it HDN, but it's pronounced Hidden.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Shout out to Hidden.
Yep. Shout out to Mike Ladd, too. He just dropped a book.
Yeah.
Hey, my nigga Ladd.
I just got my shit in the mail, too. I'm finna read that shit tonight. It's called Life with Price.
Life with Price.
Available. Available on Amazon.
Yep, so go check it out. Nice. And yeah, that's dope to be able to, like, someone actually, like, you wrote a book.
That nigga might be able to dunk on you and write a book in the same day. That shit's filthy.
All right. It's guest time. Today we got Harry Clean here, you guys. Woo!
Who is Harry Clean? Is that your government name?
Nah.
Is that just your director name?
That's just a name someone gave me.
Who gave it to you?
It was like the... Man, I don't even remember. I remember I was swimming and it happened.
You were swimming?
You were in the water?
Swimming, yeah.
And you heard it?
Clean.
Yeah, swim trunks. My nigga swimming clean.
I think it was a sentence, like Harry Clean, like... Or some shit like that. Or I don't even remember, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm high as fuck, so everything's all fucked up now.
But how long have you been going by that?
I don't know, like 8 years.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Okay. What's your nationality?
Guess.
Filipino.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
We got two Filipinos in the room.
You already knew, though, because I was talking about lumpias earlier.
Well,
that's your damn cheek.
I don't think we talked about it though at the place. So I wasn't sure.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, I that's what I was thinking. Who's this two Filipinos? Talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really, nigga? Who else?
I was like, Mika, you ain't Filipino.
She be forgetting she Filipino.
Almost Filipino.
She black.
I'm like.
Wait,
who's the same one? I was dead ass like, wait, Miko's not. Shout out to Miko.
Miko's Mexican, right?
Yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to Miko. I didn't know that. Miko, you
Admin's on bros.
He little Filipino kind of.
Shout out to him, little Filipino. Shout out to, follow Miko. What is that, Manzano Bros? Okay, so you're from what part of Seattle, Southend?
Yeah.
I figure.
No, I'm from the, from the CD in the West.
Where are you from?
It's like, nah, I'm from South Seattle.
South.
I live on Rainier still.
Still?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
So you've been living on Rainier. You're...
Rainier. Yeah, I went to Franklin High School.
Okay. What, 28? Was that 06?
Huh?
Class of what? 06?
08.
08. 08 was a great year in high school.
08 was crazy, huh? Yeah, you was in high school in 08?
Yeah, I graduated 2010. I went to Beach.
Oh, you went to Beach?
Yeah, 08 was probably the best year of high school, 08.
Yeah, 08 was crazy.
So 2008, I was pregnant.
With that guy right there?
Nope, with my oldest son. I graduated 04, though. So I was done with school and shit by the time. I was 21.
I was fresh out of high school being a scrub.
You're like, fuck away. Yeah, I know nothing about that shit. Look at our little ass. So you came up, how'd you come up with the idea for the Paradise Avenue, the creative space?
I went to Mexico 1 year and I met this white dude and I was like, how long you been out here? He said, I've been here for like 3 months or whatever. I was like, what the fuck is going on? How's he just kicking it for 3 months? And I realized he had a business that ran itself.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I get back to Seattle, I'm gonna figure out a way to make money without even being in Seattle.
Right.
So I thought of a little studio space thing. You know, people rent it out or whatever. So I don't even need to be there, really. The homies be watching it sometimes. I toss them some guap.
Right.
I'd be like in New York or whatever. Come back and the bag is waiting.
Raiden, yep.
Yeah, so that's how I got inspired. It could have been anything. I was already doing art and like photos and videos, so it kind of was just like regular to do it that way.
Okay. So what's the space used for? What do people come there and do?
Well, initially I was in there just making music and experimenting with art and shit, whatever, just smoking weed and kicking with the homies. But a lot of people use it for photo shoots.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like my rates are hella low.
Yeah, think more people.
I was like looking it up. I was like, should I just do like a high rate or a low rate? Low rate. I was like, McDonald's makes millions of dollars off of like $1 at a time. So I was like, I'm gonna do a low ass rate and hit all these jugs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just figured out how to make money without even having to do shit.
Nice.
And that space is located.
It's in Georgetown, but we sold it to the homies, or I sold it to the homies, and we're moving on Rainier, next to Franklin High School. We got like a storefront.
So is the one that's there now still called Paradise Avenue South, or is that still gonna be your name?
No, it's not gonna be called Paradise. They're gonna do their own shit.
And then are you gonna be
doing podcasts too?
Really? Will you have a creative space available for at the new
right
place
now?
Or?
I'm still trying to figure out because I kind of want to do a clothing store.
Right.
There's not a lot of Seattle clothing stores and shit. Like,
So what if you have like a space for like a back room still for like photo shoots?
I think it's gonna be like easy to move around. Mm-hmm. So if I want to do photo shoots, I can still do photo shoots.
Like at a certain time.
Yeah, because there's like we're gonna break it up in two sections. The front is gonna be like a clothing store,
right?
And the back is gonna be like a creative agency where we just do online content and just put people on. We put a lot of motherfuckers on in the city, but we don't really get credit for it.
Right.
But now we're just gonna put stamps on it.
Right.
And I've been working on music this year too, so that's my two main focuses.
So you're coming out with music.
Yeah.
Nice. And are you just singing experimenting, or rapping?
Huh? I'm doing everything.
You shooting your
just
own?
Just fucking around.
Directing
yeah.
Your own visuals.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
I'm just fucking around.
So
I've done it before. Like so, 04 or 2014.
So people that don't know, so you're a videographer. What would you refer to yourself as?
I just do my shit. I don't even know if I'm an artist really. I just wake up and just try to start some new thing.
Yeah.
Try to finish it by the end of the day.
Wake
up and do it again.
Creative ass
yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it since high school.
Yeah. That's dope. There's nothing that I like, love like that.
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, I wish I was just doing one thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It seems like it's hella dope to other people
but
that I do like 8 different things.
Yeah.
But I just want to be good at one thing.
Yeah.
It's just fucking trash.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So you feel like, are you not like a master of anything because you could kind of do everything?
I think the other people I'm a master at like filming and shit. Like directing.
Uh-huh.
I be seeing your edits too. You like doing edits. Your edits is fire.
I just, it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. I just need to do one thing. So this year I'm working on music and shit.
So I can't send you my YouTube videos to edit.
Nah, fuck no. I'm not editing that shit.
And you don't want to work.
I just don't want to work. Look, I'm just a lazy motherfucker, but I just don't want to work.
You're like, no, I'm trying to do shit to where I can be on vacation. It works for itself.
Yeah, I'd rather pay the homie.
That makes sense.
I pay the homie hella money to edit my shit sometimes. Like, some video jugs I be getting, I'll direct it, but I just don't. I don't like editing.
You're fucking busy. Nah.
Yeah, I just got to give him the bag.
You going to do my YouTube video?
If you give him the bag, he'll do it.
All right. Yeah, I will, but.
Yeah, I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
But I heard lazy motherfuckers win, though. Because they figure out ways of finesse.
Exactly.
Yeah, you figuring out a way to make money while you in another state.
Perfect. That sounds
that's
like
the goal.
Life.
What age were you when you first picked up the camera?
I had hella different stories because I be forgetting low key, but homies used to like, it wasn't me, but the homies used to like rob houses or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hit licks. Yeah, I was just about to say hit licks.
Okay, hit licks, and I would just get a camera from them and just fuck with it at times. And they're like, yo, this is kind of fire.
It's perfect.
Bring it to school or whatever. I seen the homie Jordan Nicholson, he was taking photos, so I was like, let me take photos too. But even before that, I was just fucking around with the camcorders and shit, recording fights at school and just like, just doing dumb shit. And then when I live in Tacoma. My story, my timeline's all fucked up right now, but I lived in Tacoma for like 2 years and I moved back to Seattle. And when I moved back to Seattle, that's when I got really, really creative because, man, Seattle's like that. I went to Franklin High School. Everyone's like an artist over there.
Yeah.
So we're just fucking around in the hallways, taking photos, doing photo shoots and shit. And I started doing video in 2010 when video cameras got cheaper or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I just got a video camera. I used my financial aid money on a computer, and I sold my car for a camera.
Nice.
And just started doing videos.
Yeah, see, that stuff, people are lucky. There have been so many fights back in the day. If, like, camera phones and shit were, like, more popular back when I
was... Hella fights.
There have been hella
camera got jacked. My first video camera and my first photo camera got jacked out of my car during prom.
Damn. Fucked up. So...
So we've just been doing it for fun. It ain't really a job, low key.
See. So, okay. Name some of the artists you shot visuals for.
Like, any kind of visual?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done hella shit.
Some of your favorites.
Favorites? I mean, like Kendrick and shit. We do like videos, we're doing interviews. Mm-hmm. Big artists or just local artists? Any artists.
Any.
I learned a lot from Kendrick because he's hella nice. Mm-hmm. He walked across the room and shaked my hand from hella far.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's like the blueprint. A lot of people that's popping that I met on the like during this journey are hella cool.
Yeah.
And all the ones that was like fucking assholes or whatever, they're not really on anymore.
Right.
So like, I'm a
good person.
Yeah. Recently, we just shot some shit for 2 Chainz.
Nice.
He was hella big. Hella slow. Denver Dinosaur. Hella slow, bro. But he's rich and popping, so he can be slow. I've been working with the homie Jay Park for the past like year.
You tell us about that?
Yeah, I was about to say Jay Park, and he's from.
I think he's from out here. He's from up north.
Okay.
He's from North Seattle, but he moved to Korea. Okay. Like. When he was like 18,
okay,
to try to get popping and then move
but
back.
But he's Korean, is what?
He's Korean, okay, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he came back and kind of tried to help the city out a little bit.
So he's back because he was named one of the best artists of 2000. Seattle Times had named him.
Yeah, he's like, he ain't even a Seattle artist, I feel like. He's like international. Yeah.
Right.
He go to like fucking South America.
But I feel like people are just finding out that he's from Seattle.
His goal right now is to get popping in America, that's why. Because he's already popping in, like, Europe and shit like that and Asia. And
but isn't that where
the
money is?
Where?
Yeah.
It is, but I don't know.
But he's like,
it is, but America is America.
It's like a staple.
He's, and he's from
he's
Seattle?
He's from out here, yeah.
Oh, is he from Seattle?
He's from up north somewhere.
But he's from Washington.
He's from Washington,
so
yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get, Seattle. He wants to be known
that's how
here.
It is. Plus, Seattle, I mean, not Seattle, but America is kind of what people copy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you go to, like, Africa, you go to Asia or some shit. Everyone wants to rap, like, Travis Scott or something.
Right.
So, yeah, this is, like, the
you be like, how do you even know about this?
America's funny. I always find it funny, like, America's always the heroes in, like, movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that for some reason. I don't know how that plays a part.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So are you in Seattle a lot primarily now, or are you gone?
Probably like half.
That's nice.
So I just got my citizenship, so I can move around even more now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born in the Philippines, and that shit was crazy. Like, that passport, bro, when you go places, they be on you.
So what
they be checking you and shit.
Did you move from the Philippines?
I moved when I was hella little, but...
But still...
I just, no one ever taught me how to be a citizen or nothing.
So this whole time you just had a Filipino.
I don't know. My parents don't know how to do shit like that.
Well, good.
We just finessed our way in this bitch.
Now you can move.
I can move around, I almost got deported. Like, I don't know. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to talk about.
Which is fucking crazy because it's like, damn, you've been here, what, 28 years? What the fuck?
No, like, we have no resources and shit. Like, I don't, people didn't teach me nothing. Like,
That's a good business to have.
Was it from like the recent Trump stuff?
That Trump shit scared the fuck out of me. I was coming back from, I don't know where I was coming back from. Somewhere like out the country though. And that shit was happening. I was like, fuck. That's why they're pressing me right now.
Oh, you got some smash.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get put in that fucking cage. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was crazy. But
damn,
I was hella scared. I was like, okay, I gotta get this shit popping.
That'd be a good, like, kind of firm to have.
And I know other people, like,
get citizenship.
The other homies or whatever, they got almost got deported, too.
But you wouldn't realize how many people that I was working with people that were citizens. Like, I was like...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I remember I used to just do crazy-ass shit, and then, like...
Oh, that didn't have a
situation. My mom would always tell me, like, you're about to get deported. Don't calm down or some shit, or...
Right.
Even, like, a few years ago... Damn. My girlfriend or whatever, like, you better calm the fuck down. You better get divorced.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to have to live like that, but I'm glad that shit's over. You went on a tour with Jay Park.
I went on tour with their label.
Higher Music.
Yeah, I'm just talking up a lot of game and shit. Like, just seeing the industry shit, like, okay, this is how shit works. And I know this year I'm about to go crazy. It's everything to learn and experience. Meeting with, like, big labels and shit. Yeah. Oh, that's what they want?
Yeah.
That's what they like and shit? Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
So do you even fuck... Well, you're doing your own music right here, but do you fuck with a lot of the local artists?
Local artists? Man, mm-hmm. Seattle's booming right now.
Yeah.
Like, the little homies are just showing me shit. Like, yo, this shit's fire. It doesn't even sound like it's from Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seattle got... I think we got the wave. I don't know why.
This is going to be a good year for Seattle music.
No, it is.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. Like, Lil Mosey's going... Insane, fucking.
Even Jamin's nice.
He just put me on to him.
Laze.
Shout out Jamin.
He put me on to Jamin and Laze.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She just got signed or something, right?
Yeah.
Was it for?
I think I met her once.
She had a publishing deal.
Barbershop in Kent. I think I met her at the barbershop in Kent, Kingdom Barbershop. I don't know, but yeah, Seattle's booming right now.
Cause what's his name?
Jay Loud.
Jay Loud.
Yeah, he's like, there's these one kids from in the South End or whatever. I forgot their name.
Shot a pistol.
Yep.
Yep.
G Baby.
Yep.
I'm trying to get a hold of those motherfuckers.
That's
Where they at?
That's my little cousin.
For real? Which one's your cousin?
Shot a pistol.
Yep.
Yep. I got you right now.
I'm trying to see what's up with them. That shit was crazy. Somebody put me on. I was like, yo, this is their next up.
The town's booming.
I was like, they're fucking next up for sure. They got, they got like two of them. I just heard about them like last week.
So when can we expect this music from you to be dropping?
Man, I dropped some weak ass songs like 4 years ago, but I'm in there every day because I got it in my room now. Mm-hmm. At Paradise, the old studio, I had a secret fucking studio in there. But I was just lazy and shit. I was trying to get money or whatever. I had to get my life together, trying to get my money. But probably in like 2 months, I'm going to drop some shit. Do some crazy ass visuals. Oh. I feel like Seattle got some fire ass songs, but the visuals are trash.
Right. And that's important.
That's key, bro.
Right now, that's what people are, you know? Yeah. It's that 1 minute shot you can get on, mm-hmm. you know, out there on social media too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's
kind of the goal. Huge. I'm going to just go crazy with the visuals. I'm going to just do what I know how to do. And just, I kind of know the blueprint, bro. I damn near cheated.
Yeah. That's not cheating.
I got the cheat codes right now.
But you experienced it. You went through it. You worked.
You got to run it up then.
That's your experience. You know, you learn from your experiences, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not cheating. Good. Well, that's exciting. I just hit up my cousin for you. Like,
connections.
That's dope. Cause those are, yeah, they're.
I'm trying to see what I can do to help them.
Yeah.
And that's what the fuck.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That's what people are supposed to do.
Really?
You know, because they really probably can't do anything doing. For me as far as like I already
right.
at a comfortable spot. But I know, I think I can do something. I don't know what I can do, but I like do something.
Yeah,
you can help the branding or some shit.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we need more of that in Seattle.
Yeah, we got to make this shit look good. Yeah, we got to make us look good.
The first time I hit you up, you said you hit me back a minute ago.
Yeah, I want us to look good.
Right.
We're like one, like someone, we go out of town, we're from Seattle, it's like we're all one thing.
Right.
So we all got to look good.
Yeah. Did you come to the Say Cheese event?
The what?
The Say Cheese event, the pop-up.
Where was that?
You know Say Cheese.
I heard of it.
Right?
Yeah.
So they had a pop-up show. They're doing a tour all over.
Oh, shit.
And so they came here. They were at, was it Aura?
Aura.
And yeah, there was like 21 artists that came and performed. It was hella cool. It was a nice event. But even he was like, he had tweeted and everything. Was like, we've been sleeping on Seattle. People have been sleeping
I remember
on
when he was coming up, like doing like the videos, interviews and shit. I did not think it was going to get that big.
Oh, yeah.
It's all consistency and shit.
You should, episode 10.
I never met him. I remember he was interviewing like D-Valley and shit like that.
Yeah, he has
this is getting big.
He has a, episode 10, you listen to his story. He had a good interview.
My interview is going to be not that far. Sorry,
no,
guys.
You're good.
No, I got no gems for you guys.
Nah,
I think you got more than you think.
I got no gems.
Nah, you're good.
So what would you say some of your strengths and weaknesses?
My weakness is just staying focused. Cause so much shit, like I gotta do so much regular life shit. Like right. I'm born in the slums. Like I'm from the bottom.
Right.
So I gotta get my life together. I gotta make my own money. I live with my parents since I was like damn near 16, so I had to figure shit out before art shit.
Right.
But now I'm like fully focused now. I'm comfortable. I got a crib. I got a studio. I got everything. Like I'm damn near blessed. I got too much. Yesterday I was just thinking about it. I was like, yo, I got so much shit right now.
Nice.
I got all these clothes. I got everything. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
I'm really
from nothing.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Damn, you're about to cry thinking about this.
You got your citizenship. Girl, don't start crying up here because y'all know.
That's a blessing, though.
That's what's up. No. So,
I'm high as fuck. Hold on.
I'm sober as shit.
Damn, that's some gas.
Well, we can lighten the mood a little bit. We can start games if you want.
Yep.
Shout out to your social media and shit like that.
Just social medias?
Yeah.
Man, I need some clout, bro.
Get some clout, man.
Hey, 2019, I need clout. I'm doing anything for clout. Except for sucking dick.
Hey, shout your shit out. What's it telling your social media?
Harry_clean. I got no followers. Let me get at least 10K. God damn it.
Hey, get him up to 10K.
Shit. It's like, no, I'm going to get 100. I'm probably going to get a million.
Up,
I'm probably going to get a million by the end of this year, honestly.
Yep, run it up. Run up.
I think you will.
It's not that hard.
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna DM you.
I actually hit him up though. I hit him up on Instagram before. I said, you should fire. That was it? We're done?
No, we're done.
Oh, shit.
Was
all
right.
Miko. You ain't smoking weed, bro?
Hit the weed.
Hit the weed,
I'm
bro.
I'm always peer pressuring.
Ooh. You got a good shot of me. I wore this this Mexican sweater for you, bro. I knew you was gonna be here.
You know what's funny? I was looking at it, I'm like, is that one of those Mexican sweaters? I have like a
poncho.
But no, like a blanket. All right. Okay. What's on your mind? First thing that comes to mind.
What?
I'm gonna ask you.
Okay.
I'm gonna say some words and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I say it, okay?
Yep.
High school.
Bitches.
Like, weed.
I don't know. That was the first, huh?
Weed.
Weed. Strong.
Los Angeles.
Fake titties.
Sorry, I was really choking on the blood.
That's two words, though.
No, yeah, one and two word responses.
Okay.
Sonics.
Classic.
Liars.
Suckers.
Mornings.
one word from mornings. Fresh air.
Condom broke.
That shit don't happen to me.
Ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend? I don't even know if I have an ex-girlfriend. Okay. Because I never made anything official.
Right.
So I don't have no ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, that's good. Loyalty.
Loyalty? Everything. Motherfuckers need enough of that shit.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, they need more of me. Yeah. Russell Wilson? Goodies.
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind? That's hella awkward. One word from peace of mind?
What comes to mind?
Now.
South End.
Everything.
Loaning out money.
Loaning out money? Don't do it.
Don't do it. I feel like that'd be everybody. Education.
Education, YouTube.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee. Icon.
Seattle.
It's alright. Seattle's alright. We need to go harder.
R. Kelly.
Ooh. I got a story. Never mind.
No, you got a story?
Yeah, I just remember singing "I Believe I Can Fly." I believe I can fly in fifth grade graduation. So I'm gonna just say fifth grade.
Yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, if I said just fifth grade, that would have been crazy. Is my mic on? Oh yeah, great. Yeah, if I just said fifth grade, that would have been.
Yeah, to explain that one, I would have been like,
I'm high as shit in here.
Soldier boy.
Man. Father.
Oh my god.
Big soldier.
Yeah. Okay, this or that. New game. This okay. or that. Choose yeah. one. Uh-huh. No Limit or Cash Money.
Cash Money.
Beef or chicken teriyaki.
Chicken.
Backwoods or Swishers.
Swishers. Nice. Just cuz.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yes, exactly. Denzel Washington or a Will Smith movie.
Ooh, that's crazy. Fuck. I don't know. Will Smith?
Will Smith?
Yep. Independence Day.
Ezels or Phillies?
That's two different things.
I know. It's not even different. Two different kinds of chickens. You gotta choose one.
I ain't been to Ezels in a while. I live right next to Phillies, so I'm gonna just go with Phillies because they got chicken there, but they don't have Phillies at Ezels.
Right. Spike Lee or John Singleton?
Spike Lee.
I know. What the fuck?
I don't even... Oh, what the fuck?
John Singleton.
Who did he got?
Boys in the Hood.
Oh, I'm bugging right now.
But
I'm thinking besides.
Hella movies.
But
I'm trying to think
fucking
right
to
now.
Spike Lee, you should do like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah,
and
John, you about to say
John
like?
Got that shit.
Okay, shout out John Singleton.
Which ones he got?
See, I'm just not knowledgeable about. I don't know shit about art or film or nothing.
Okay.
I just look like I
can't even hear you.
Not compared to.
Oh yeah, Poetic Justice.
You know what I would have done? I would have done Spike Lee and Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, well, Mark or him and
Martin Scorsese
or Tarantino.
Tarantino. And it's different, yeah.
See, he just gave us a question for the next one.
No, there's
Stacey's wild.
No, but him and someone else.
Oh, shit.
It's the one that did
John
the
Singleton
other.
Got classics, though. He got the hood classics.
Let me
look. Oh, wait. He just did.
He got classics.
Yeah, those
wait,
the,
wait. He just did some recently.
Those are the fucking.
Who just did Straight Outta Compton? Who did Straight Outta Compton?
John Singleton? Might
it
be.
Might be John Singleton, bro.
That was a good movie.
Watch, I'm about to pull this shit right
hey, like,
here.
Yeah, look at who directed this.
Too Fast, Too Furious, Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Four Brothers,
okay,
Baby Boy.
See,
Shaft.
That's kind of before
he
my
did
era.
Higher Learning. He did 8 Mile. He did Hustle and Flow.
Whoa.
He
did Black Snake Moan.
Wait.
John
what he,
Singleton?
Hold on. What he did do there, though?
I didn't know that.
He
directed
him? Yeah, he's all the directors.
Like, what is he okay, look, he's crazy.
8 Mile, Black Snake Moan, Legal Tender, yeah. Beverly Hills Club.
Legal Tender was
but Spike Lee got fucking Do the Right Thing and fucking Clockers and...
Yeah, Legal Tender was
shit
trash.
Like that.
He has like good movies with that.
Do the Right Thing is just like one of my favorite movies.
I don't think this is all
that's
his
next level. John
up.
Singleton is legendary, though. I don't know why I thought of a whole nother person when you said John Singleton. I was thinking of Seinfeld
exactly
for some reason.
You were thinking, and I still say Spike.
Who, Seinfeld?
No, I'm just saying. I was still saying Spike. Like,
just that movie is too good. Like, Do the Right Thing is just too good.
John Singleton does the Snowfall show too. That shit's filthy.
John Singleton did Boys in the Hood though.
Have you seen? I don't know if you guys watch Snowfall. Watch Snowfall.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Comes on FX. It's about how crack came into got introduced in LA in the
90s. Oh, like, Freeway Rick Ross and shit.
It's not with Freeway. It's it's a story. But
I don't have cable.
I mean,
no one
you can watch it. You know, everything's online, illegal.
Let me get your account.
Let me get your
login then, bro.
I give you the website plug when we get off.
Okay. Air Maxes or Jordans?
Air Maxes.
Hot.
I got Jordans on right now.
Hot or cold temperature?
Hot weather.
Paid in full or belly?
Whoa. Fuck.
I know, that's a tough one.
That's crazy. Because Cameron's like my favorite person in the world. One of them. I think I'm going to go with Belly.
I'm going to go say Head
and Fool. Oh, okay, you're good then. You're ops. It's like, nah. No, Belly just looks crazy.
Yeah, but...
Hype Williams.
When you really go back and watch
that
shit,
Belly
it's
was just
hella
a fucking
long-ass
music video.
But you think about it, like, Pain
and
Fool?
Go back and watch it, like, now. I watched it recently, and I'm like, this shit.
I know, but look. Pain and Fool is from a real story, so you just kind of copy the thing that already happened. Belly is straight from scratch.
Right, but it's like, you still have to portray a good movie. And
it is,
it.
I know,
you
but
have
like...
to do it well. That is a really good movie.
Pain and Fool is fire, though. That's, like, top five. But I just like the visuals. I make music videos, so it's different.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, the story probably isn't as fire as Pain and Fool.
Because
Pain and Fool is real. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like,
it's still a good story.
Had to interview motherfuckers and shit.
But
like,
Nas is like, I got shot. Like, I love you, Nas, but come on. He's just.
Nas is fire. His voice and nasal.
Yo, get yours, B.
It was hella dark.
Yeah. No, I liked how there's. I know.
Hella oily and shit.
How they had Keisha looking.
I was hella oily this morning and shit.
Exactly. And then we gave you when they robbed the club.
I was actually hella oily this morning when I was outside trying to get in. I was oily as fuck. I put coconut butter. No. Not coconut butter. Coconut oil on my face.
Yeah.
I was hella ashy. Somebody told me to put coconut oil on my shit. I was in the fucking Uber. Fucking
sweating.
It looked like I was sweating, but I wasn't, bro.
You made it look like Krispy Kreme.
Nah, I was glazed, cuz.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Don't and I was like scared. I was gonna shake you guys' hands, oily ass hands. I was like, yo, this is gonna be embarrassing.
I don't have any. I need a snack now that I think about it. One-on-one show or the Marlon Bros? Marlon Wayne.
I don't know what the fuck one-on-one
what's
is.
One-on-one
but
show?
Marlon Bros.
One-on-one with Kyler Pratt.
In Flex Washington
Marlon.
No, that's not no compared to the Wayne's brothers.
You gotta do like Wayne's Bros or Martin.
Jamie or something. The Jamie Foxx show or something.
Martin.
The Wayne's Bros compared to Martin. That's
it's like they're
Martin
like in the
easy.
Same then they're the same set, like
Martin.
The same house almost.
The Wayne's Bros?
Yeah, like when they're in their living room. It's like the same living room.
Kinda. It's just by you. Like, Martin's
Ice
Cube.
Ice Cube.
As a actor or as a rapper?
As a...
What do you prefer?
Fucking...
Which one?
As a director.
Right, as a writer.
Fuck, you guys got some hard ass questions.
Actor or rapper?
Actor.
Her place or your place?
My place.
Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu?
Well, I didn't even understand that question. What was that question?
Her place or your place?
Okay. My place is bigger.
Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu?
Lauryn Hill.
90s R&B or 80s rap?
90s, I don't know shit about 80s shit. Yeah.
Sony or Canon?
The fuck? Red.
All right, your favorite. Your favorite black actress.
Fuck, I don't even know. Low key. Tyra Banks. She's not even an actress, but...
Your favorite Filipino
She was firing Fresh right. Prince.
Who's a Filipino actor?
I don't even know anything about that shit. What? Filipino? I'm just say Pacquiao. Just cause.
Your favorite meal when you're high after 2 a.m.?
Pussy. It's like, meal after 2 a.m.? What
That's
the fuck is open? What's open?
Yeah, you answered already.
Nah, fucking...
Or something you
Spaghetti.
Your favorite TV show on Netflix?
The new one, the Tracy Morgan one. That shit is fire.
Really?
The Last OG. Oh, that shit's hella funny.
I
was watching that shit on the plane.
I haven't watched it.
That's good.
Your favorite drink at the bar?
I just drink Hennessy.
Your favorite movie?
I got a few of those. It's like Do the Right Thing, like you said. All the movies you just said, Belly, Paid in Full. I like City of God.
That's my shit.
Yeah, fucking... Fuck, there's too many of them.
Fresh.
Fresh.
It's all the hood movies. It's just like you can just go on. I like Friday.
Your favorite song to sing in the shower?
Taxi.
Taxi.
I'd be trying to recite my own shit.
That's real.
Your favorite music video you've ever shot?
My music video is old, but just because it's mine.
What is it? What's it called?
It's called Florida Love. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so damn old. Don't even pull that
but
shit
that's
up.
Your favorite, but that's your favorite.
Yeah. No. Don't pull it up. No, just kidding.
But
no, it's fire, though. It's actually fire, though. The song is trash. It's like the first song I ever done in my life.
Right, but the video's
that, Moni's in it. Moni, okay. But, yeah, I couldn't rap at all. I just wanted to make a video.
Yeah, but the video's with you.
Yeah, that's my favorite video. I watch that shit on mute. Yeah, pull it up.
It's
actually still icy right now.
Your favorite high school memory?
Just fucking skipping. I don't know. Just walking around the hallways and shit. Just doing all sorts of shit. Franklin's crazy.
Your favorite family member?
And people always try to say Franklin wasn't ghetto and Beach was ghetto.
Franklin's not ghetto.
It wasn't. It was just, I mean, every kids are bad.
There's just all the colored kids everywhere and shit.
That's the thing. There's like, it's like really no white kids.
Yeah, there was no white kids
in the background too.
Yeah,
right,
keep watching that shit. That's just gonna inspire you, bro. Hey, turn that shit down. No, I don't want to hear my voice anymore. I'm tired of my own voice. No, yeah, but watch that shit, bro. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Why didn't I watch this earlier?
Your favorite family member?
Family member?
Mm-hmm.
Probably my great grandma that died just because I was mean to her, but I never got to say sorry.
Which is your favorite?
I wasn't that mean, but it was like I was kid mean. So we went back to the Philippines and buried her and shit.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in the Philippines, where I'm from, we're from like the mountains or whatever. We don't even bury people.
Uh-huh.
We just keep them on top. So that was a whole nother story itself. Like, we're climbing this fucking mountain. So we went back to the Philippines to bury my great-grandma, my grandma's mom, right? So we're like in the middle of nowhere. We're like, you fly into the Philippines and then we have to take like a whole nother day driving to like this village or some shit.
Right.
Flew in from Manila. We went to Ilocos.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to like the mountains, like deep. Everyone's dark as shit. I'm like the palest person there. But
you said you don't bury him. You
if
just
you're
come
in the
mountain,
that's where they're.
Yeah,
darker,
so we was out there,
are.
And then it was a mission because you know we gotta leave the body in the house. That's the Filipinos do that. They leave the body in the crib, dead. so you can grieve or right. whatever right there.
Right.
So you just get it all out. It's just dead bodies in there for 2 days. Matt, 2 days, they're just chilling in the thing.
Did you know Filipinos leave a body in the house dead?
In the crib?
Yeah, in the crib. For like 2 days.
It's just 2 days.
Yeah, like two, or a day. I don't know. It was long. It felt like it was long as shit.
2 days?
Yeah, it would be a minute. Because it's happened before
you
to my family.
You see grandma walking around the house. Oh, shit.
Now, we leave her in a casket. She's in the casket.
Oh, okay.
But it's open, though.
Oh, okay.
So people were just pulling up like the whole block.
I thought you meant like she died in the bed. Chilling? Just leave her in the bed for like 2 days.
No. We get her icy and shit.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You put her in a little thing, in the casket, get her drippy, like looking good, and then
real drippy.
Yeah, and then the whole block just comes by and just looks at her and says bye or whatever. So yeah, that whole shit was crazy right there because I ain't seen it in a while. I've been in America in fucking South Seattle, so I'm not even in tune with my culture for a second. Right. So we're in there doing that shit, and then I realized that it's like 100 degrees, bro. We had to walk her to the church, and it was hot as fuck. Old people are cracking chicken necks and shit. I was like, what is going on? Like snapping their necks while they're alive. And then I'm like, yo, this is getting out of hand. I'm really in the Philippines right now, like real Philippines.
Yeah.
So we're walking. This is deep, too. We're walking to the church. There's fucking ants on the ground and shit. I was like, yo, this is crazy. After that church shit, everyone was crying. My mom was crying. My mom was like, why aren't you crying? I said, I'm just more confused than anything right now.
Yeah, like.
And then after that church shit, we ended up walking to the top of the mountain. That shit was like 3 miles, bro. It was like 100 degrees. Old people were passing out. Everyone was passing out.
People didn't have like umbrellas.
People had umbrellas, but it was like hot. I was like, I got to make it to this mountain because old people were doing it.
Yeah.
Young people were passing out. So we get to the top of the mountain. We don't bury her. We put her next to my great-grandpa. They opened up the tombstone or whatever thing. They throw the shit in there. I see my grandpa's bones. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever, you guys probably didn't want to hear that shit. That shit was boring. But nah,
no, that's
cool. That shit was weird.
Nah, that shit's crazy.
I miss the weird Philippines.
So they're just pulling my great grandma's bones out, or my great grandpa's bones like to the side or whatever.
Just like moving over and just burying it right there.
Yeah, I can see your bones and shit. Like, yo, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Filipinos got down like that.
They don't bury them down under. They just put them in the.
They put them on top. I was like, yo, this is wild. But yeah,
this video is wild on mute.
Yeah, that shit old too, bro.
Niggas, carry stacks.
I put everyone in there. I dropped that shit with no problem. I just dropped it just to see what happened.
Some of these shots are hella dope. Like,
you have Filipino fingers too.
Does that mean hella hella fat and short?
No, you have little bony, little skinny hands. Those bones.
Filipinos got fat ass calves. You're Filipino, you got fat ass calves, huh?
Not anymore. I tore my Achilles. I got a baby leg.
What the fuck? No, you got a baby leg. Just one baby leg.
No,
you got one baby leg.
I got a little baby leg. But naturally,
baby
yeah.
leg, yeah.
Your favorite time of the day?
I like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, everyone's asleep. I can just do my own thing, walk around. And shit. I was living on Beacon Hill for like 2 years ago or a year ago, and I should just walk around at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in my own world and shit. I can do anything.
Yeah.
Write music. Scream, no one's even out there. Like, it's fire. Nah, I used to walk around Jefferson Park, like, pitch darkness at like 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Shit was fire. So. But but now I live on Rainier again, and there's hella fiends everywhere and shit. But
yeah.
It's all good.
Your favorite camera?
My favorite camera, probably, camera. I got a Red right now. And that's like my favorite camera because I never thought I would get one because it cost so that much, but.
Yeah,
I can make movies now.
Your favorite corner store?
My favorite corner store, probably. It's closed down now, but this Speedy Mart on Graham Street. Speedy Mart on MLK and Graham. I just remember
they used to, is closed, huh? The one that used to be across from McDonald's?
Yeah, because I used to go there as a kid, and they used to let me shoot in there. I actually just stole something from there recently. It was like a big-ass ATM sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was outside. I was like, oh, shit. They're not using this no more. It's just been closed for like 8 years.
Yeah.
So I took the ATM sign.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's just fire.
It's probably look dope in the little backdrop.
It's at the house right now.
You're not from Seattle if you've never ..
If you never went to a Seattle school, I don't know. Yeah. That's pretty much it, right?
There you go.
That's a good one.
You have it.
Perfect. Yep, that's it. That's the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Seattle's cool. We got to step it up. If you hear me, if you hear me right now, step it up.
Step it up.
Music got to be better. Visuals got to be more fire.
Definitely.
Let's fucking get it. I'm slurring because I'm
high.
Let's
fucking get it. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys get Harry Clean followers up. Instagram.
Man, look, I got no clout.
Harry_Clean.
You got to do I'll pay you.
I'll pay you to follow me right now. I'll give you a dollar. If you follow me, what time is it? Bro. 212. If you actually, this ain't live.
No,
I'm talking about it. It's over. Shit did not work.
We can get it.
Nah, this year though, I'm on a clout mission.
Clout mission.
Years before that, I was trying to get my life right.
So yeah, you gotta have like a something.
I already know. I know what to do.
Okay.
Are you gonna start like branding?
I just it's just you gotta drop shit.
Yeah.
I was just on a different mission. I've helped motherfuckers get like clout.
Right. Oh, good.
But we'll that's the mission right now. Clout mission.
We'll be looking forward
I'm
to
doing
your,
crazy
to
shit.
Your music, too.
Oh, yeah. Music. That's supposed to be, that's the easiest way right there. You can be trash and drop music and you'll just have followers. I think.
We'll see. This wow. Guy. Yeah, okay.
Think that's it.
Yeah, ugly nigga.
Hey, let me ask you guys some shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you sing real quick? Or you sing or rap?
I do a little bit of both.
Oh, spit that, bro. Or do something crazy, bro. Hey, everyone here got a rap right now.
Oh, heck no. I
don't on the hood. Except for me.
Look, no, you got a rap.
Yeah, you rap.
So I know.
We make our
I seen that shit. Yeah, that was hella funny. No, I'm not rapping, though. I'm not a rapper.
I'm really not
spit
a rapper.
Something. We'll
no, I really don't rap. I sing and shit.
You can sing.
Oh, you
something?
Sing. You can sing something.
You guys are smoking backwards. I can't sing right now. My throat's fucked up.
I know Filipinos can sing.
Oh, here we go.
Hey.
Hey. This is crazy. Hey, I just seen Skycap Bullies.
Yeah. Okay. They're fucking clowns. Yeah, I was hilarious. Listening to those games,
those are
my
homies.
Goodness.
I was listening to
they were fucking.
You gotta say that. What?
They were here deep.
Like
I wasn't here for that one. Bro.
I was gonna bring the homies, but I don't know. I wasn't trying to get them up. I should have just brought the homies. But
there's like six people.
Just six Samoans and shit. I shot some shit for him before. I'm not rapping. I was just playing around.
I see you shot some shit for Monster too.
Monster, yeah.
He went to beach with me.
Oh yeah, shout out to Monster. I ain't seen him in like a year, but
you don't got an ugly nigga guy.
I shot some shit for
everyone.
Feel Good from Skycat Bullies.
Yeah.
Like two of them like 3 years ago.
If you gonna be an ugly nigga, have your paper right. At least. I think I probably said this before, but
you don't look that ugly right now.
You know, I'm getting a little more handsomer by the day.
I've always been ugly. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm short and ugly.
Who cares?
You're not ugly and you have long hair.
Yeah, but it's a weave.
Shut up.
So you can always get bitches if you got long hair.
No. You can always get bitches depending on where you're at.
Bitches, you got money.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah,
why
money.
Niggas gotta have your money up.
Yeah.
Or a six pack.
Or at least dress like you got some money.
If you're black and you got
or
a six
if you
pack.
Ugly, yeah, if you're ugly, you can dress nice, bitches will love you.
I need to be a little bit
if you're
more
black and you got a six pack, you're pulling every white bitch.
Well, you need a
easily.
Lot of money to get bitches off of dress money.
I'd rather do broken, better looking.
Whoa, you're a fucking liar.
You said what?
I promise you, that's my problem. I said I should be a little bit more money.
Oh, you be dating.
I'm more like, definitely, what do you look like?
Damn.
I know. Hey, that's good. What you want me to be about? Oh, because you got money, nigga. But I'm not. Is that better?
None of them is better. Just fucking.
Well, that should be your intentions.
Tyrone Hill come drop 20 bands on you. What's good?
Who?
Tyrone Hill.
Who's that?
I was about to say, who's Tyrone?
She likes goons. Ain't you like goons?
No, I just. No.
You're a liar.
Goons? I just got done dating a white dude.
He's a fucking white goon. He's been trying to get waves for hella long.
Yeah.
He probably got six braids.
Yeah. A swirl.
He's a white goon. I guarantee he's a white
that
goon.
That nigga's a white. That nigga shook my
I guarantee
hand.
He got
like,
a fucking tat on his neck.
Damn. Nigga shook my
All right. He's smaller than me. Nigga, shit.
He tried to do a fucking Piru handshake with you.
He six motherfucking braids.
I guarantee he got six braids.
No, he does not. He has a regular haircut.
He got a good job?
He's a contractor.
Let's get it.
That's why that nigga's strong with his hands.
No. He tried to intimidate your ass, bro.
That nigga shook my hand hard.
Yeah, he tried to intimidate your ass.
Shut up, niggas.
So you doing fucking podcast, bro?
Yo, he didn't say nigga, though. Let me put that on you.
He said that shit. I heard him say it.
You got a pet peeve, Janelle?
If he said nigga,
shit.
I probably would say
pet
that.
Pet peeve. Old people on Instagram right now.
That's going to be us.
No. Yeah, you know what? I forget that I am. Okay, I forget my son. My 9-year-old has an Instagram until it follows me on Instagram until I post some outrageous shit and he likes it. And I'm
Whoa.
I'm like, oh shit.
In the butt.
I mean,
or crazier stuff.
That's how you feel. That's what you think? I don't know. If they look good. All right.
You got Apple Music?
Yeah, I got Apple Music.
My sleeper is going to be Can't Decide by LaToya Williams.
Let's just, hold on, let's restart. Just announce it real quick.
Here you go.
You know LaToya Williams?
I don't know who that is.
Come on, man.
Oh, good. I hope I like it.
I hope you do.
Me, you know. I hope I do.
Can't Decide.
Dang, I don't know.
LaToya Williams.
LaToya. Bro, you got some big ass feet, bro. Holy shit.
This is actually a size.
This is crazy.
I need to put it next to you. Your foot go all the way up to his knee, bro.
Bro, what the fuck? Bro, my foot is as big as his toe. Nah. Don't do me like that. This is a size 9.5. This is damn near regular. What size you wear, bro? Told you.
What size do you wear? Oh, okay.
If you're Mexican or Filipino, you're wearing 9.5. There's no.
Yeah. My dad's like a 10.
Yep,
my dad's
10. 10. I can wear 10 too.
Yeah. I think my, yeah, 10.
What the fuck?
These are 18, though.
I wear 13.
I wear 13. What's, like,
oh, no, see, his shit look regular.
Proportionate to.
No, this is a big ass Jordan sign, bro.
I be feeling like my foot is hella big. Then I look at yours, nigga. Damn.
No, I'm saying, like, your shit was big. I looked at his shit, guys.
Nah, see, my brother wears a size 19, so big feet.
Whoa! Yeah.
He's 6'10, though.
That nigga.
Shout out to bro.
He probably swim hella good, huh?
Sleep?
Swim.
He does, actually.
I knew it.
I think he's probably hella good at dodgeball, too. I mean, kickball.
No, I should be scooping, bro. He's kicking the dirt. There's no way he's good at kickball.
Yeah, right.
That's a big ass shovel, bro.
Kick that motherfucker.
You gotta have small feet to be good at kickball.
Please.
Roll up. Nah, you guys are just scooping that shit up. It's just going straight up.
Oh, what's this song?
Can't Decide by LaToya Williams.
Ooh, ha, 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 ha. I can't decide if you are someone I can trust. Could be a fall, maybe. Could be mine too. Ooh, you walk with too much swag. I carry too much baggage. It's hard to say if these two can't come together as one.
Won't say I can, won't say I don't, won't say I will, won't say I won't. But what I will say, that's for sure.
I can't decide if I love you.
Maybe I'll stay, maybe I'll go, maybe I'll try, maybe I won't.
Maybe the stars will give us hope,
but I can't decide.
It's hard to trust someone. This day may.
Can't Decide by LaToya Williams. That's my girl.
I'm gonna play another problem song because that's really what all I've been listening to.
Why? Problem? Old problem or new problem?
No, he just dropped a new album. I'm gonna do an episode on his album too. I think I'm gonna do an album review. I already have it written up. Busy.
Yeah, I'm busy as a bee and I ain't fucking with no bitch if she ain't busier than me. On my mom. And my daddy too. My kids, my auntie, and my granny too. Remember Polly and with Bowie and my granny's 82. School about to start and mama ain't got no loot. What the fuck we finna do? Fuck it, hit the mall, snatch something, rack something. I'm smoking dollar if y'all niggas ain't tryna match something. Yeah, mama always knew I was on the cash route. 14, holding dice games in my back house. Darn ass, they 2 doors from the crack house. Dealers maxed out till they pockets racked out. Chachi need to see what that bout. Damn, enemy just hit the block with the max out. Boom, boom, boom. Shots rang out, duck for cover. R.I.P. Joaquin, they shot him dead in front of his mother. Salute my nigga Nick, I ain't shit without my brother. I'm my mama's only son, because of him she got another. What? 100 million in my sight, I gotta touch that. Go against the throne, you getting bust at. Hustling, yeah, I'm busy as a bee, and I ain't fucking with no bitch if she ain't busier than me. On my mom, and my daddy too. My kids, my auntie, and my granny too. Nigga had a second kid before he turned 22. And I'm about to have my third, what the fuck I'm finna do? Chachi gotta bust a move, hit the streets. I ain't eating like I'm supposed to.
That's fire.
Yep.
Hold on, you guys just playing songs?
It's sleeper music.
Let me play the little homie shit.
Yeah.
Is it too late?
You wanna play something now?
Is it too late? Okay, I'm about to put the homie on.
Is it a, can you send it in a text or email?
It's on a, hold on. Shit, I can't even get no internet right now.
That's why I told you to.
I fucked up. I should have listened.
We can get on. Here, Adam, Paul's gonna, you wanna play a song?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a song.
And then you can say how to
okay. Yeah.
It's just.
Maybe you can just, I just type it on yours.
Wait, where's it on? YouTube?
SoundCloud?
Yep.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Hold on. I'm gonna play, The Mantra by Pharrell and Kendrick.
Ooh.
This is a slide. It's on the Creed soundtrack.
They will not get none, no. The stars will keep falling like asteroids. We balling, so they will not get none, no. Watching me. If it ain't a half a million in the face, far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. If it ain't a half a million when you race, far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. If you're good, we're good, not great. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. No remora on the G5 plane. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. You can't fall back to sleep once you awake. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. You ain't supposed to worry about it when you pray. Far as I'm concerned, it's in the way. If what you're doing don't help you elevate.
That was, who was that? Pharrell? Pharrell?
Yeah, Pharrell.
Huh.
That's 50. That's the Creed soundtrack?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. The second one? It came out, right?
Hey, that's just flames.
Yeah, it's fire.
I
You want to introduce it?
Oh, it's the homie Jiggy Germs. I'm trying to put my buggers on. Hopefully start a label.
What's the name?
It's the homie Jiggy Germs, Get a Grip. Let's get it.
I just nutted in her mouth, caught her by surprise. Real trap shit. Damn, son, where'd you find this? Okay. I got a fully little bitch, she gon' hit my line. Look me in my eyes, girl, don't tell no lies. Is you down to suck a fuck if you not goodbye? I just nutted in her mouth, caught her by surprise. I don't chase shit if it ain't a bag. I've been thumbing through the stack, fucking up a check. Fuck her till that pussy wet, move on to the next. She said she was falling hard, bitch, get a grip. I been swerving lanes cause they throwing shade. I keep boofing my bag, you smoking shade. I sit back and laugh, why this fully hate? Look, yo bitch pussy trash, she a throwaway. Bad bitch in the foreign, she give me head till I'm snoring. She asked me to come over, but I'ma dip before morning. She said, baby, can you call us and not at all? She just wanna have some fun, but I can't get involved. I got a fully little bitch, she gon' hit my line. Look me in my eyes, girl, don't tell no lies. Is you down to suck a fuck if you not goodbye? I just nutted in her mouth, caught her by surprise. I don't chase shit if it ain't a bag. I've been thumbing through the stack, fucking up a check. Fuck her till that pussy wet, move on to the next. She said she was falling hard.
That was who, what was his name?
I got Jiggy Germs.
Jiggy Germs.
Yeah, he went to Cleveland.
So go look out.
Shout out Cleveland.
We're gonna have to redo a whole new image for him. That's the goal this year.
You got a music video for that song?
Yeah, but don't watch it yet. Because we're gonna have to redo the whole thing. The whole shit.
All right. That's the show.
That sounds dope.
You have a thought of the day?
Me? You got a thought of the day for us?
A thought of the day.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
Little anything.
Shit, just be happy. Don't chase shit. Let it chase you.
Nice.
That was a nice one.
I like that one. All right. That's the show. Thanks for coming on.
Bye,
niggas.
Bye, niggas.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacanellyY. Yo.
Yeah, you guys are tall as shit. Whoa.
He's like, I'm going over here.